Earthdale looked fresh and vibrant on the viewscreen. She was a gorgeous planet, green, blue, and gold in the rays of the Andromeda 5 star. Her wholesome nature was a boon to the soul of a former soldier like me. Scenes of wonder kept my eyes from the layers of scars that crossed my knuckles, disappeared under the crisp shirt cuffs and jacket sleeves, and lay quietly waiting to scream at me in my dreams. A gut-warming smile slipped across my face as I gazed at the miraculous view. No regrets. My team was solid. They laughed more than they complained, and we took care of business every day of the week. I wondered if the first and second generation Andromedans remembered the hell of crossing the interstellar space between galaxies, or if they were drunk on starting over in a place like this. Who could blame them? Not me. I was the last of the third and final wave of human colonists, so every nightmarish trial was fresh in my memory. We didn't talk about those things. Better to live in the moment. Make new memories. Travel this far from the Milky Way was its own special kind of war, no matter how advanced star travel had become. From what my first few Andromeda years had taught me, nothing was right or orderly among the colonies, despite the natural beauty of human-compatible worlds and the exotic brilliance of the sentients willing to communicate with us. Gorgeous place, I murmured, not wanting to break the mood. Rough crowd, though. Sergeant Cynthia Nova glanced up from her work. All planets look nice from space. She was my second in command, highly skilled, professional, and experienced. She'd come highly recommended. Maybe her tightly pulled back red-brown hair warned people not to mess with her. More likely, it was the no-nonsense look in her eyes. But they always have a bunch of hooligans picking at the orbital scraps and running scams on honest travelers. Feeling good, I laughed. Accurate. She was new to the unit, still making the transition from a military to a law enforcement career. It wasn't easy to go from hotshot wing commander to supervising a major crimes unit. Maybe she was a bit stiff. Who was I to judge? Her journey had been just as arduous as mine. She'd seen things in the void, just like me or Father's or even Woods had. Space lanes from platform to platform should have been as precise as jump coordinates. Alliance of Planet regulations required ships to hold exact distances between each other, the planet, and their intended port of call. These sloppy pirates flew like drunken frat boys hazing recruits. Embarrassing, even if they weren't actually pirates. Things were going to change in the Andromeda colonies, and they were going to change before my superiors held an audit. I wasn't sure where we would find time for patrolling while working active cases, but we'd make it work. Everyone was short-staffed. That was the fate of human settlements in Andromeda. The Alliance of Planets Outworld Police, or APOP, was no exception. If half of these aren't smugglers, I'll eat YOLO's lasagna, I said. Nova cracked the first smile I'd seen in days. I'm taking command if you die of food poisoning. She flipped through several view screens. Lots of chaos here, but at least it's clean on the outside. Those ships are gleaming. A ship awash frigate glided along a service lane, bumping aside the debris of a derelict satellite. In contrast to the junk cluttering the public orbit zone, teams of well-disciplined ship washers wearing extravehicular activity gear clung to the rails on her side, 50 or 60 pairs of hands all told. They looked cool as drop troopers with their armor-like suits and mirrored visors. SOW logos decorated their upper left chest plates. Ship Awash was a good employer, or so I'd heard. More than one of my supervisors had suggested I put in an application there, find work more suited to my bad attitude.